Good morning, a Wednesday morning, and that means Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Well, we are certainly aware, many in New York, that today is the State of the State address. It's afternoon at 1 o'clock. We can hear that live here on WAMC. I know your reporters will be covering the address, but there's also the city of Schenectady and their address by the mayor, where Mayor McCarthy said the city's making progress.
Right. This is the State of the City speech. Happened yesterday, and Gary McCarthy, the mayor, said the city is moving ahead with its renaissance with new infrastructure improvements and a reduction in crime, but with a slight deficit, he warned. During that speech, McCarthy said he wanted to continue the progress the city has made. He noted that the city's finances are in good standing, but added that it still remains under pressure. He didn't really elaborate on yesterday. Among the infrastructure projects he talked about was this Smart City initiative, which the city wants to do with National Grid and the State Public Service Commission. One of the aspects of this is new streetlights with LED lighting, which could save the city more than $370,000 a year in electrical costs. It will include dimming function, which could save the city an additional 10%. McCarthy also talked about the completion of the renovation of one of the city's main corridors, Erie Boulevard. It's been under construction for a couple of years. That's a good move towards progress. He also talked about the new Mount Pleasant Library branch and the construction of the new rail station. If you remember, the State Department of Transportation opened bids for that long-awaited project yesterday, and so that project should move forward in 2018 as well.
And you referenced the deficit potential in Schenectady. The state, meanwhile, dealing with a $4 billion deficit as the governor is set to make his speech today, which in large part will include the tax overhaul from Washington and its impact on New York.
Yeah, that's one of the things we're watching for this afternoon, whether or not Governor Cuomo addresses that $4 billion revenue shortfall in this afternoon's State of the State address. The speech starts at 1 o'clock, is intended to set the governor's vision for the legislature. It's a return to tradition for the governor after he chose to hold a series of speeches around the state in 2017 rather than make a single speech to the legislature every November last year. So that proposed sexual harassment policy we heard about yesterday was the 18th proposal he has released ahead of the speech, as he has staked out ambitious changes he will seek regarding education, economic development, and social and environmental issues.
Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us on Wednesdays. For more, head to dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, thank you. Stay warm. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, David.